USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky. President Trump at a Make America Great Again rally in Biloxi, Mississippi at the Mississippi Coast Coliseum as he campaigns for the Republican Senate candidate there, Cindy Hyde-Smith, who is in a runoff election with Democrat Mike Espy. Earlier, the president at a roundtable event talking about the situation at the U.S.-Mexico border.
Why is a parent running up into an area where they know the tear gas is forming and it's going to be formed and they're running up with a child?
In other news, a big bounce back on Wall Street as Cyber Monday shoppers look for bargains online and take advantage of deep discounts and free shipping, which sends retail stocks soaring. Amazon, for example, up 5.3%, the Dow gaining 354 points, the NASDAQ up 142, and the S&P 500 up 40 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. So, the folks at MyPillow said, hey, Jones, can you try out a MyPillow and let us know what you think? And I thought, yeah, but what did I have to lose? But you know what I lost? Interrupted sleep. It made a serious difference for me, so I'm letting you know that you need a MyPillow too. It stays cool all night long. No more waking up to flip to the cool side of the pillow. It keeps its shape. No more wrestling your pillow in the middle of the night. And one thing you will love, you can toss a MyPillow into your washer and dryer, and it comes out looking like new again. It's made in the USA, and here's something new. They used to have a 60-day money-back guarantee, but now, with your purchase, you have until March 1st to return it if you don't absolutely love it. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA, that's promo code USA, and you'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. Take advantage, folks. This is their best offer ever. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA at MyPillow.com.
Insight on the ground on Mars?
It's a story that's literally out of this world. After 6 months, NASA's Insight spacecraft lands on the red planet, Mars. Scott Harris, planetary geologist at the Fernback Science Center in Atlanta, Georgia.
Every bit of information that we get is exciting.
Scott and I watching the landing together on a live feed from Mission Control.
We're watching here. Obviously, the flight teams, engineers, and scientists are extremely excited.
So what are we going to learn from all this?
There's no evidence of anything living at the surface of Mars today, and in fact, it'd be very difficult because the conditions are hostile to life there. But we're always trying to understand the history of Mars, primarily to understand, could there have been life there in the past? That's one of the key things that everyone studying Mars, whether it's looking at the core of the mantle or looking at the rocks on the surface, looking at the history of water there, everyone is always trying to figure out that question, could there have been the conditions for life in the past?
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
He's back. Jerry Springer will preside over a brand new TV show, USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports from Washington, D.C.
Jerry Springer will be Judge Jerry, where he'll hear testimony and render verdicts before a studio audience. NBC Universal Television Distribution announcing the half-hour court program on Monday that will debut in national syndication in the fall of next year. The 74-year-old Springer is best known for the Jerry Springer Show, in which guests loudly and often violently dole out their own brand of justice over 27 seasons. Springer began his career as a lawyer in Cincinnati. The show Judge Jerry will be recorded in Connecticut.
In medical news, the first and second genetically altered baby has been born. USA Radio's Wendy King with the story.
A Chinese researcher claims to have produced the world's first genetically edited babies, twin girls. With an explanation, here's researcher Dr. David Eggers.
This is wild. This is an enormous step. And what the doctor did was he took sperm out of a man and put it together with an egg. This is in vitro fertilization. And then when it made an embryo, he put in this thing called CRISPR. That's able to surgical precision change one of the 3 billion letters of the DNA code. And he changed the code for the HIV receptor.
The twins were named Lulu and Nana. More than 100 scientists have signed a petition calling for greater oversight on these experiments. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.